WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. Snow's on the way. A winter storm warning's in effect for the entire D.C. metro area from 1 Sunday morning through 1 Monday morning. Stormwatch 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay.
And that is for the possibility of heavy mixed precipitation, a decent snowfall accumulation, as well as an icy glaze. So Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert both Sunday and Monday. As far as the timing, snow looks likely to arrive by the time most of us wake up tomorrow morning.
As early as 5 a.m., she says snow will be steady by mid to late morning tomorrow. She expects anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of snow to fall tomorrow. Monday, she says areas north and west of 95 will see more snow. She says in all, we can expect a total accumulation of 4 to 8 inches. A new COVID-19 vaccine could soon be available in the U.S. Johnson & Johnson is expected to file for emergency use authorization in the next week.
Johnson & Johnson announcing its experimental single-dose vaccine is 66% effective in preventing moderate to severe COVID-19 and had an 85% success rate in blocking the virus's most serious symptoms. While less effective than the current two-dose Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, it doesn't need super cold refrigeration, giving officials like Dr. Anthony Fauci optimism of getting even more Americans vaccinated sooner.
It is inexpensive, and the company is capable of making doses in the numbers of billions.
Sean Langell, Fox News.
Virginia is trying to get its limited supply of COVID-19 vaccine doses out faster. The state's vaccine coordinator, Dr. Danny Avula, says some providers are sitting on second doses because they can only give those out once people who got the first doses are ready for their second.
We are encouraging some providers to convert some of those second doses to first doses. And so what that means is that we've just got to manage more effectively the doses that we pull down and make sure that no one gets shorted in the coming weeks for second doses. But it does allow us to get more people vaccinated now.
He also says the state will be getting about 16% more doses from the feds starting next week. If you work for a licensed daycare or independent school in D.C., you can sign up for a COVID-19 vaccine starting Monday. If you're eligible, you'll get an email that will tell you how to make an appointment. Appointments can be made with One Medical starting at noon Monday. If one of the errands you plan to run before the snowstorm is to get gas, there's some good news.
The average price for a gallon of regular gas across the D.C. metro area right now is $2.42, up just a penny over last week, and is now in line with the national average. Prices for much of January had been on the rise, something the AAA says hasn't happened since 2009. Our area is now the second most profitable metro area in the nation to sell and supply gasoline. San Francisco was number one. Maria Lee, Fun WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL Sports, the Wizards fell to the Hawks, 116-100. The Caps play the Bruins tonight at 7. Traffic and weather next.
Sunday, start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 6:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Dr. Tom Rosell live at 11, Purity Products again at noon, and the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour at 1. Purity Products returns at 2. Then hear Mortgage Radio at 3, Real Estate Today at 7, and at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for New Look Home Design. You know what's coming this time of year, the snow and shoveling it. You slip, you fall on your rear. You got to try to get your kids out of bed so they go do the shoveling instead of you, because what else is the point of having kids? It's difficult. But getting a new roof doesn't have to be. With Patrick Fingles and his expert team at New Look Home Design, they make getting a new roof easy, even in the winter. All you need to do is pick the new roof color that you want. It's that easy. Here's how else New Look makes roofing easy. They offer both virtual or on-site appointments with same-day estimates. They provide a special winter installation process to assure your shingles are sealed and tight, and your roof will be replaced in just a single day, even in the winter. No delays. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me, so what are you waiting for? Now through January 31st, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualified applicants can get 0% financing till 2022. Call 800-279-5300, 800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
WMAL Traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, 95 southbound, south of Plank Road in Fredericksburg, you will still find a disabled vehicle. It's blocking the right lane, just causing brief delays. No other problems on 95 from Fredericksburg all the way in towards Springfield or on 395 from S Road to the 14th Street Bridge. Now, on the freeway, until about 8 o'clock this morning, you will find two lanes blocked with construction between the 9th Street Tunnel and the 3rd Street Tunnel as they do some overhead sign work. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
It's a chilly Saturday morning, and highs this afternoon will only reach the upper 30s, but take advantage of the sunshine to prepare. Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert Sunday and Monday, and a winter storm watch is in effect for most of the DMV starting late tonight for the expectation of heavy mixed precipitation. We could see up to 6 inches of snow accumulation on Sunday alone, with more rain and snow likely Monday. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with a Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, this is Greg Smith of the Wise Investor Group. For over 20 years, we've taken important steps to ensure we remain ready to meet the investment and wealth management needs of our clients. We expect the financial markets to remain uncertain until more is known about the virus and its full impact on the global economy. We'll be keeping you informed in the weeks ahead as the situation continues to unfold. You'll find updates, including commentary from our market experts at thewiseinvestorgroup.com.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180. The new year usually means we all go to the gym to get fitter, but you've got to wonder, is that safe these days? Don't wonder. Stop. Do what I did and what thousands of WMAL listeners have done. Try EMP 180. 4 years ago, they helped me add muscle and lose body fat, and they can do the same for you. EMP 180 isn't an app-based plan. They give you your own nutritional coach and a personalized plan made by real people. Your wellness coach works with you weekly, adjusting your program as needed. And once you reach your goal, you receive free lifetime support, making EMP 180 the last program you and I will ever need. Skip the gym and take advantage of EMP 180's remote programs, in-person safe meetings, or their hybrid program. Call EMP 180 now to schedule your consultation. 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 or visit EMP180.com. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
All right, listen up, people. Someone in this apartment is using too much internet.
What? Amy, you don't live here.
Whoa, let's not make this personal. Have you tried gig speed internet from Xfinity?
I've heard about that. Can't you connect, like, a ton of devices?
That's correct, sir. So we can stream, game, face text, or whatever we want to do on all our devices at once.
We?
Oh, you'll barely notice me. Unrelated, does anyone have extra closet space?
Power your devices on the largest gig speed network. Can your internet do that? Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Or ask about the latest breakthrough from Xfinity. Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay and 3/21/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro 200 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speed vary and not guaranteed. Gig over Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible X-Fi gateway.
The following is a paid message.
Breaking news! DraftKings is live in Virginia with mobile sports betting. Yes, that DraftKings. You may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they've taken their passion for sports and developed America's top-rated sports book app. This isn't some offshore operation like other gambling sites. DraftKings is a legitimate sports book based right here in the U.S., so you can be confident that your funds are secure. With the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DCWINS when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's code DCWINS and get your deposit bonus up to $1,000 only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Must be 21 years or older, Virginia only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, called the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's Hour 2, and John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com and Newsmax TV. John, good morning.
Good morning, and I hope everyone's staying warm this morning.
All right, so we're a couple of weeks into the Biden administration, and just sort of wanted to get your impressions overall. Over 40 executive orders so far. Wanted to get your take on sort of his style of leadership, also his appointees. There's been a lot of criticism, but you're able to look at things kind of from both sides and give us a pretty fair perspective on things.
Joe Biden exudes the image of a centrist Democrat, which is how he entered politics in Delaware nearly a half a century ago, how he voted and behaved for much of his career in the Senate and as Barack Obama's vice president. The problem with this is that the image of a middle roader just will not hold up in a party that is increasingly moving to the left, or I should say, to its progressive wing. And as respected as he is among all Democrats, as much as he has a record of working with conservative Republicans in the past, Joe Biden has to recognize the reality of the Democratic Party today. Hence, more than 40 executive orders dealing with things such as civil rights for all, even though that's been long established in legislation in this country, and climate change in particular. He's getting the U.S. back into the Paris Accord, the climate change agreement that Donald Trump withdrew America from, and he's paying homage to climate change in everything from executive orders to the naming of former Secretary of State John Kerry as his special assistant for, you guessed it, climate change. As for his appointments, in many cases, one can almost see the fine hand of Joe Biden himself in picking people. Tony Blinken, his Secretary of State, is one of his closest advisors, having run the staff of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for Chairman Biden and served as National Security Advisor to Vice President Biden. Merrick Garland, beaten for the Supreme Court, or I should say, not even giving a hearing when Barack Obama named him, now gets a chance to be Attorney General and will probably have the support of many Republicans in the Senate who claim that they would have voted for him if given the chance to put him on the high court. And, of course, many of his old friends are around him in the White House, from White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain to the first woman to be Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen. These appointments come directly from Mr. Biden himself, from those that he knows best. I might add one other thing. On a personal note, there's a lot of sense of relaxation around the White House. At 78, the oldest president in American history is not going to be traveling. He is not going to be tweeting late at night. And he is not going to take opportunities to pick any partisan fights. In other words, he isn't Donald Trump. He works a 9-to-5 routine, spends a lot of time with his family and with his two dogs, Champ and Major. So for the most part, we have the image of calm and cool. Now, as legislation comes to Congress, as the administration seriously contemplates a tax increase, and as we look at more power coming in the form of regulatory measures and these executive orders, We're going to see a president with whom the honeymoon will soon be over, and we'll see the traditional fisticuffs of the right and left in Washington.
Major disappointment this week in the Republican Party, where Ohio Senator Rob Portman said he will not run for re-election in 2022. What's behind that?
Very simply, Rob Portman, a George W. Bush Republican, in fact, former budget director under President Bush 43, just did not like a lot of what he called the partisan infighting in Washington, and he was ready to go back home. I might add that he also realizes that the Buckeye State is increasingly becoming a Republican state where the May primary is tantamount to election. So he retired without fear of loss to his party.
So there was speculation that Representative Jim Jordan might run for his seat. What are you hearing there?
Jim Jordan has since said he is not running. And I might add, Rick, that had he run, he would have had all the money he needed from his appearances on talk shows, and he also would have most likely had the pre-primary endorsement of Donald Trump. As it turns out, he wants to stay in the House, and a whole new cast of characters has emerged for the Senate. Jane Timken, state party chairman, and also on the Trump train from the beginning. In fact, President-elect Trump personally made phone calls to help her get elected state chairman over an ally of former governor John Kasich. Another possibility, J.D. Vance, a lawyer and author of the critically acclaimed bestseller Hillbilly Elegy, which tells the story of so many disenchanted Americans and why they like politicians such as Donald Trump. And Steve Stivers, congressman from Columbus, past chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, a solid conservative, but like Rob Portman, a low-key guy. The point is, one can have three, four, five Republicans. They can mix it up in a primary. And given the fact Democrats can't come up with a named candidate, they're pretty likely to keep this seat in their pocket.
John, we're almost 3 months since the November election, and New York's 22nd district still hasn't been decided. What's the latest there?
Well, the latest there is that affidavit ballots were finally examined and counted in the largest county in the district, Oneida County. There were roughly 1,400 affidavit ballots, and let me explain what I mean by that. That's when it is questionable whether a vote can be accepted. So the voter files an affidavit explaining why he or she should vote, and then it's considered later by elected officials. They looked at them, and under the watchful eye of State Supreme Court Justice Scott Del Conte, they decided. And the 29-vote lead of Republican former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney shot up to 122 votes. Democrat Anthony Brindisi, who unseated Ms. Tenney in 2018, is not conceding and has launched some other challenges. But so far, the judge has only about 50 ballots on his desk. This means, Republicans tell this reporter, that the race will finally be decided sometime next week. And 3 months and one day, February 4th, is the expected date that a certified Claudia Tenney returns to Congress. It'll be a memorable day for her. It's her birthday.
Hey, we're going to continue our conversation with John Gizzi. He was at the March for Life yesterday downtown. We'll ask him about that march and in contrast to marches in the past. And also, we'll be talking with John Gizzi on one other topic that is quite interesting to a lot of people. That is the Keystone Pipeline decision by President Biden. But first, we've got traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, a couple of disabled vehicles to watch out for. New one being reported now southbound on 395 at Washington Boulevard. That one blocks a left lane. And in Fredericksburg on 95 southbound south of Plank Road, there is a disabled in the right lane. Neither of these are causing delays, but just a heads up if you're traveling in those areas. Also, in the district on the freeway in both directions between the 9th Street Tunnel and the 3rd Street Tunnel, watch out for two lanes to be blocked with overhead sign work until about 8 o'clock this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL StormWatch 7 forecast.
It's a chilly Saturday morning, and highs this afternoon will only reach the upper 30s, but take advantage of the sunshine to prepare. StormWatch 7 is on weather alert Sunday and Monday, and a winter storm watch is in effect for most of the DMV starting late tonight for the expectation of heavy mixed precipitation. We could see up to 6 inches of snow accumulation on Sunday alone, with more rain and snow likely Monday. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the StormWatch 7 weather team.
It's 23 degrees, 720 in the nation's capital on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, and our conversation with John Gizzi from Newsmax continues. I want to ask you about the Keystone Pipeline decision by President Biden. It's caused a lot of controversy, and a number of Democratic congressmen and senators have been in favor of that Keystone Pipeline in the past. So not only, John, has it upset Republicans and conservatives, but Canada's pretty torqued about it, too.
It certainly is. It was thought that this was resolved and that the pipeline from Canada to the United States would be eventually built and that oil shipments would be making everybody happy in the energy business and in the communities that need energy. Not so now. And angrier at Joe Biden for his executive order than most U.S. politicians is the premier of Alberta, Canada, Jason Kenney. He's taken some strong shots at the new president and essentially has said he's let a lot of people down on both sides of the border. Now, the name Jason Kenney doesn't mean much to most of our listeners, I'm sure, but as Keystone fades away and the XL pipeline becomes just a dream that America and Canada are waking up to, you'll hear a lot more about Jason Kenney. And he'll have a lot more to say about Joe Biden.
The annual March for Life held yesterday in Washington. You were there. And tell us some of the things you heard and what went on.
This is the 48th annual March for Life. The march held every year to protest the landmark decision of the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade, that made abortion more available than at any time in U.S. history. Normally, it's been considered a primarily Catholic event, and its crowds get larger and younger. This year, because of the COVID-19 virus, the crowds were smaller. Just the leaders of pro-life groups were there, for the most part, and speakers came in virtually. Now, this does not change the vigor of those who opposed abortion, and much of their fury was focused on the current president. Chris Smith of New Jersey, 40-year congressman and longtime participant in the march, said that he was ashamed and embarrassed at the second Roman Catholic to be president, saying that President Biden began as a pro-lifer and, in fact, a participant in the March for Life, and now he's issuing executive orders restoring U.S. involvement with international groups that provide funding for contraception and birth control, and yes, abortion. This was echoed and re-echoed by the group and said it was simply a way that Joe Biden needed to change his views in order to finally become president. I might add that Catholicism aside, more and more non-Catholics are participating in the March for Life. One of the popular speakers this year was Ginny Graham Lynch, granddaughter of Reverend Billy Graham, and a number of Black Baptist ministers, as well as evangelical leaders, were high on the list of those speaking out against abortion. One more thing. I talked to Jeannie Mancini, who's the new head of the March for Life, succeeding the legendary Nellie Gray, and she reminded me that this is a well-organized event, and it works out well every year because it's run primarily by women.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at John Gizzi. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Rick. And to all out there, stay inside today. It's cold.
7:25 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland are coming up after the news.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You know how you go out to your car and the windshield's covered in frost? You don't have an ice scraper or gloves, so you just have to use a credit card. You stand there with frozen fingers thinking, why does life have to be so hard? Well, at New Look, at least we make getting a new roof easy. We offer both virtual and on-site same-day estimates. We give you a 3D rendering of your new roof with detailed measurements so you know exactly what you're getting. And paying for your roof has never been easier. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Plus, qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. And it's all backed by our price guarantee. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
New Year's resolutions. We all make them. We all break them. That's why your small business needs more than resolutions. It needs solutions. And you can get them with Comcast Business. Whether you want to work more efficiently with fast, reliable internet and advanced Wi-Fi, make your business safer with powerful cybersecurity solutions, or stay productive with 24/7 support, we've got the solutions you need for your business to get there. So make this year's resolution better solutions. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Get a powerful and reliable internet solution from Comcast Business starting at $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get free installation when you order online. And for a limited time, ask how to upgrade to get a $500 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to find out more. Prepaid card offer ends 2-7-21. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business internet and One Voice Mobility customers. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra. Subject to change.
If you're embarrassed by missing or broken teeth, then let me share my recommendation with you. Cascades 1 from the Cascade Center for Dental Health is the most comfortable and convenient full-mouth dental implant experience anywhere. Hey, it's Vince. You've heard me talk about my exceptional experiences at Cascades Dental with Dr. Ruparelia. In as little as a day, you can have beautiful teeth that look, feel, and function like healthy, natural teeth. There's no need for multiple appointments. Everything necessary for your custom care is created in their in-house lab. Their state-of-the-art on-site lab means no expensive, time-consuming outsourcing for the materials or service you need. It's one doctor, one office, one price. All treatments are done in their spa-like state-of-the-art facility located right in Northern Virginia. Learn more at CascadesOne.com. That's CascadesOne.com. Or call 866-25-SLEEP. 866-25-SLEEP.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule. By recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know. By providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too. And with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus. Made for you.
You've counted down the seconds. Now make every second count for you. University of Maryland Global Campus will help you say goodbye to 2020 and hello to a new year where you take the next step in your education. Apply by January 31st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn online. Visit umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
This is unbelievable.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Just entertaining as it can be.
Details at WMAL.com.
Transparency and trust. Clarity and value.
Understanding risk. Are you getting these things from your financial advisor? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of the Wise Investor Show. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL. Having a financial partner who understands what's important to you can make a big difference.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. If you've been missing the snow, you won't be disappointed tomorrow. A winter storm watch is in effect from 1 Sunday morning through 1 Monday morning. Stormwatch 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay says snow could start falling around 5 tomorrow morning.
The snowfall will be steady by mid to late morning, and it is going to accumulate. Looking likely will be in the 2 to 5, if not 3 to 6 inch range for snow accumulation on Sunday. It will be mostly snow throughout the day.
She expects anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of snow to fall tomorrow. She says snow could continue Monday, especially north and west of 95. When all said and done, we could get up to 8 inches. A special tribute to a Capitol Police officer who died after being attacked during the Capitol riots.
Fallen Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick will lie in honor at the Capitol Rotunda. A ceremonial arrival is scheduled to take place on Tuesday, February 2nd, at the east front of the Capitol. Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the riots on January 6th. He'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery following a congressional tribute on February 3rd.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. Starting Monday, you'll be able to go to a restaurant later in some parts of Maryland. Governor Larry Hogan's letting bars and restaurants stay open past 10. But Frederick County will not go along with that for at least 2 weeks. County Executive Jan Gardner says hospitalizations are extremely high and new cases are above the state average. WMAL Sports, the Wizards fell to the Hawks. Up next, traffic and weather.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier disabled vehicle on 395 southbound at Washington Boulevard, now moved to the shoulder, not causing delays. On southbound 95, just south of Plank Road in Fredericksburg, there's still a disabled truck in the right lane, so do be aware of that. But no other issues or delays to report on 95. On the outer loop of the Beltway at the off-ramp to go on to 66, only the left lane gets through with the long-term work zone there. And also in Maryland and East Riverdale, watch out for some construction now on northbound Kenilworth Avenue between Rittenhouse Street and River Road on the left side of the roadway. Now from GarageJoyRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
We are starting off this Saturday morning in the teens and 20s, and we have a chilly afternoon in store with highs staying mainly below 40. But today is the day you want to get things done. Our biggest potential snowstorm in years is on its way, with snow starting tomorrow morning and 2 to 5 inches possible by tomorrow night. Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert both Sunday and Monday as rain and snow chances continue into the start of next week. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Planning to move? Well, now's a great time to sell your home. And with one simple free report, learn exactly what your home is really worth. Hi, it's Vincent Mary for the Reynolds team, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty.
You've heard us talk about the Reynolds team for a few years now, but here's something you haven't heard about. It's a free home value report courtesy of the Reynolds team. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have absolutely perfected the home selling process. So take the guesswork out of selling your home and let the Reynolds team do the rest, stress-free and with no hassles. It's the Reynolds team free home value report.
The Lund family called and they were thrilled to learn the real value of their home. It's simple and it's free. Call the Reynolds team for your free home value report now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us this time each week. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Always great to join you.
All right. Customs and Border Protection confirmed this week that construction of the border wall at the southern border has been suspended. And, of course, President Biden signing the executive order on Inauguration Day. And the question I have for you is, what does this mean in terms of not only just the inflow of illegal immigrants, but what does it mean in terms of the COVID-19 situation in the U.S. and, you know, the protections we've tried to have against COVID-19 doesn't seem to make any sense to me right now to do this.
So you're completely correct. The issue is the security of the border. What does that mean? And border includes also international points of entry, such as airports. If you go through an airport, Rick, you're restricted. Certain countries remain on lists which require screening or other protections to come into the United States. Strangely enough, if you decide to go through the southwest border, there's no such controls. And I think the danger here, clearly, is that if the border wall construction stops, you have an open, essentially, access point for those who are infected, those who are terrorists, and it's a very dangerous thing. And this has never been about racism. It's never been about the idea that we don't want people of certain types in. The issue is controlling the access for those who want to come through legally, screen and protect the American people from diseases and things like that. So that's what the danger is here of the proposed acts, the executive order by Joe Biden. And I forecast, Rick, that this is going to end up in court. I don't think states like Texas are going to just accept it and walk away.
All right, I want to turn to the story on Kevin Kleinsmith, the former FBI lawyer, and he has agreed to plead guilty. He has done that for falsifying a document. I want to read a quick couple of paragraphs from an opinion in the Orange County Register, and this is an opinion piece. Former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith pleading guilty to falsifying a document. Because the FBI is a federal law enforcement agency with the power to arrest and charge Americans for crimes, falsifying a document is pretty serious business. It's even more serious when you find out what he falsified. An email from the CIA, the altered document was used to persuade the highly secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to approve the FBI's application for a third renewal of a secret wiretap on an American citizen, Carter Page. Stop and think about that for a minute. The U.S. government's law enforcement agency falsifies a document from the U.S. government's intelligence agency in order to persuade a judicial body to approve secret surveillance of an American. That an opinion right. in the Orange County Register. Ugh.
No, it's bad. I proposed and never was able to get access or get granted clearance to do 100% review of all FBI foreign counterintelligence operations because, Rick, I don't think this issue with Kleinsmith was unique to Carter Page and that operation at all. And I think the American people would be frightened if the FBI ever had to go through 100% review. And let's talk about this issue for a second. My sources tell me that there is at least five former senior members of the FBI who are being investigated by the Durham Special Counsel, and that rolls right along. So unless there's direct interference from the new Attorney General and the Biden campaign, you can expect others to be indicted over this issue. And by the way, Carter Page was an asset, was a cooperating overt asset. Essentially, he would go on overseas visits, and he would cooperate with CIA and be debriefed. The fact that someone who actually cooperated, that to be completely deleted from important documents and he'd be targeted by the FBI speaks volumes of how far these guys were willing to go to undermine someone's liberty, someone's security. But that's what they did, and I still expect indictments over this out of the Durham investigation.
Are you getting any sense of the timing on when John Durham may release his report? And again, that may not make the light of the public eye, depending on how the new Attorney General handles it.
Well, that's the issue. I know from my sources that these five people essentially got it. They are dead to rights. If you think Kleinsmith is bad, you know, these folks are worse because there are direct evidence of their telling Klein. I don't think Kleinsmith did this on his own, for example. I don't want to get into much detail more than that at this point. But he didn't. Kleinsmith did make that modification without thinking he was covered. And I think that's the real issue at this point. So I think these other folks are really looking at a similar indictment of some sort eventually. Now, the time frame, I can't honestly say. I'd like to believe it's going to be within the next 3 months.
So we have been seeing video footage over the last 24 hours of the pipe bomb being placed in front of one of the offices of the political parties downtown on Capitol Hill. It's surveillance video. And this was the night before the events at the Capitol on January 6th. What do you make of that in terms of the investigation?
Well, I think that it's very clear that the president's speech did not invoke the so-called events on the 6th at the Capitol Hill. This was a planned event. I think the placement of the pipe bombs further indicate that something happened. And I think this is a part of the larger investigation, which I know is ongoing still. Rick, what we have to be focused on here is who really did it and why they did it. I see CNN is now pushing this idea that white supremacists have to be purged from the ranks of the military and law enforcement simply if they attended the rally. This is complete propaganda. The idea that right-wing extremists are now planning all of these events across the board, they're more powerful than Antifa and BLM, there's just no evidence of that. So I think there's an agenda here to push a narrative that the president did this and Trump supporters were involved as white supremacists is just that propaganda. But I think people have to recognize there was some planning. We just don't know who exactly planned it and if they were planning to breach the Capitol the way they did. And, of course, if there were law enforcement folks helping them on the inside. Clearly, barriers were opened. Doors were opened. These are all things that have to be investigated and resolved as quickly as possible.
Okay. In addition to right-wing extremists who may have been involved in this planning, what are you hearing about the possibility of just anarchists in general, not necessarily right-wing? In other words, you could have two different groups in there plotting different actions.
Well, my belief is both sides were involved. I mean, the common denominator, Rick, is anarchy, anarchists. So I think the group in Michigan who attempted to kidnap Governor Whitmer was not fundamentally right-wing. They were anarchists. So I think that's what the common denominator here. Anarchy has really no political home. It's just anarchy. So I think when all is said and done, that's what we're going to find was at the core of the breach of the Capitol on the 6th of January.
As we saw with the violence in the Pacific Northwest after the inauguration of Joe Biden. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and you can check out his podcast at londoncenter.org. Tony, thank you very much.
Hey, always great to join you, Rick. Thanks.
You bet. 7:45 Saturday morning update on WMAL. We've got KT McFarland coming up, but first, a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In the district and southwest, a portion of 4th Street is closed in both directions between N Street and M Street, and that for water main repair, so you'll want to follow direction around that. On the freeway, look out for some road work still between the 9th Street Tunnel and the 3rd Street Tunnel. Two lanes blocked. That should be cleared a little after 8 o'clock this morning. There is still a disabled vehicle in Virginia, 95 southbound south of Plank Road. It is still blocking that right lane, but again, that is not causing delays. Earlier disabled on 395 southbound at Washington Boulevard, cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
It's a chilly Saturday morning, and highs this afternoon will only reach the upper 30s, but take advantage of the sunshine to prepare. Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert Sunday and Monday, and a winter storm watch is in effect for most of the DMV starting late tonight for the expectation of heavy mixed precipitation. We could see up to 6 inches of snow accumulation on Sunday alone, with more rain and snow likely Monday. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay for the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
23 degrees, it's 7:46 on the Saturday morning update.
The following is a paid message.
Breaking news! DraftKings is live in Virginia with mobile sports betting. Yes, that DraftKings. You may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they've taken their passion for sports and developed America's top-rated sportsbook app. This isn't some offshore operation like other gambling sites. DraftKings is a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the U.S., so you can be confident that your funds are secure. With the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DCWINS when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's code DCWINS and get your deposit bonus up to $1,000 only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Must be 21 years or older, Virginia only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, called the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule. By recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know. By providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too. And with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus. Made for you. You've counted down the seconds. Now make every second count for you. University of Maryland Global Campus will help you say goodbye to 2020 and hello to a new year where you take the next step in your education. Apply by January 31st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn online. Visit umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Mary Walter here. Last year, EMP 180 helped me add muscle and lose body fat. My results were amazing, and I can honestly say it changed my life. So this year, do what I did and what thousands of WMAL listeners have done. Go with EMP 180. EMP 180 isn't an app-based plan. They give you your own nutritional coach and a personalized plan made by real people. Your wellness coach works with you weekly, adjusting your program as needed. And once you reach your goal, you'll receive free lifetime support, making EMP 180 the last program you or I will ever need. Trust me, the last thing you need to do is join a gym that may or may not be safe these days. With EMP 180, you can choose from remote programs, in-person safe meetings, or their hybrid program. So don't wait. Call EMP 180 to schedule your consultation. 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Or visit EMP180.com. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for New Look Home Design. You know what's coming this time of year? The snow and shoveling it. You slip, you fall on your rear. You got to try to get your kids out of bed so they go do the shoveling instead of you, because what else is the point of having kids? It's difficult. But getting a new roof doesn't have to be. With Patrick Fingles and his expert team at New Look Home Design, they make getting a new roof easy, even in the winter. All you need to do is pick the new roof color that you want. It's that easy. Here's how else New Look makes roofing easy. They offer both virtual or on-site appointments with same-day estimates. They provide a special winter installation process to assure your shingles are sealed and tight, and your roof will be replaced in just a single day, even in the winter. No delays. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me. So what are you waiting for? Now through January 31st, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualified applicants can get 0% financing till 2022. Call 800-279-5300, 800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
One by one by one.
Thank you for taking my call.
Every caller gets their say.
You know, there's so many issues.
And whether you agree,
think you're politically wrong,
or disagree,
I will have to agree with you.
You're invited to join the conversation. 105.9 FM WMAL.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why do you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Enjoy. Thanks.
Order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Hey there, easy listener. Ty Pennington here. You know, Prince of the Puka Shell Necklace, King of the Cargo Shorts. I love a good makeover. Like the new Cash 5 with Easy Match from the Virginia Lottery. Because now, Cash 5 has a daily jackpot starting at $100,000. And Easy Match for an instant chance to win up to $500. Take it from this early 2000s heartthrob. Wowza.
Odds of winning jackpot, 1 in 750,000. Odds of winning the Easy Match top prize, 1 in 84,000.
Interesting times.
It's an interesting topic to think about.
A lot of people in this country in the same situation as me
can lead to some interesting conversations.
Oh my God, I'm actually talking to live humans.
And you're invited to join in.
Look at the data.
They're spiking up the panic, but you guys keep it real.
Opinions are not necessarily truth. They are just that, opinions.
This is where Washington comes to talk.
I listen for hope. I listen for clarity. I appreciate the discussion.
105.9 FM WMAL.
It is the Saturday morning update, and we're at 7:53. KT McFarland joins us. She is the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, and of course, the first Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House in the Trump administration. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
We have seen over the past several months a real emphasis on the role of technology and social media and what's going on in this country, the impact it's having, and we even saw it in the stock market with GameStop. You've written two opinion pieces on it, and again, one of the great things about having you on is you can put everything in perspective for us from the broad sense. So what's going on? What can we do about it?
Well, here's what I think is happening, and I've got done a lot of thinking about this in the last couple of months, but particularly in the last week or two. There are two articles which sum it up. One is in the Wall Street Journal about a week or so ago by Barton Swaim, and it talks about the failure of the expert class, and particularly, you know, the expert class in government, the failure of the foreign policy establishment with two failed foreign wars, the failure of Wall Street with the crash of 2008, where they all got bailed out, but the average guy lost his life savings. The second article was one by Sean Davis in The Federalist, which was reprinted in Fox News on FoxNews.com this week, and it was about the GameStop saga of the last week. And he says it's not about finance. It's part of an ongoing war between elites and populace. And I think those two articles sum up what's happening in the country today. For the last 20 years, America has increasingly relied on the expert class. It's the expert class who tells us what to do with our savings. It's the expert class in government, which tells us how to live, how to think, what we're allowed to say. It's the expert class in the media, which tells us what we're allowed to think and observe and interprets for us. It's just the expert class all across the board. And across the board, they've all failed. And when you think about it, media today is the most distrusted. I mean, what is like 10% of the population trusts the media, depending upon which media they look at. And look at financial communities. You know, the expert class invested heavily and got us into the greatest financial crisis in 2008, from which the lower class has never recovered. The people who have their savings accounts and their 401k plans, those guys never recovered. Wall Street guys, they're billionaires now. They all recovered because they all got bailed out by government. The foreign policy, we never saw the rise of China in foreign policy, and look what's now happened. China's eating our lunch. It's again and again and again, it's the technological expert class that hasn't gotten it right. And so I think what we've seen with Trump's election is the election of the populace, where the average guy said, wait a minute, government's taxing me beyond belief, and what am I getting for it? And it's the same reaction of Bernie Sanders and AOC on the left. They're saying, well, we're spending, the guys are getting richer. The rich guys are getting to all be billionaires, and they haven't solved poverty. They haven't solved education. They haven't solved the things that matter to us. And what you saw last week, and it's really complicated, so I won't go into the weeds of what happened on Wall Street last week, but essentially the individual investor said, I've had enough of these big hedge funds bailing themselves out, suppressing our ability to trade, and we're going to give them a taste of their own medicine. And so they swarmed and bankrupted some hedge funds. And the power now is going to be, we'll have to see what the SEC does and what the government may come in and say, we think that you little guy, you shouldn't be allowed to be in the stock market. You shouldn't be allowed to do what you're doing. It's really just the big banks and the hedge funds who should be in charge of this. They're the only ones who should be able to do it. And I think you're going to see a massive rebellion, an even greater rebellion within the economic community. Anyway, so that's my two cents. I think from the greater historical perspective, for the last 20 years, the techno expert class has been in charge, keeping themselves in charge, bailing themselves out, making excuses for their failures. And now the common man, the average American with a hell of a lot of common sense, that guy is rebelling. And good for us. Good for the populace.
So we've got about 2 minutes, KT. If you
watch, you got to absorb this now, Rick, because this is a big
take a
deal.
Minute just to drink it in. If you watch Fox, if you watch Newsmax, if you listen to conservative talk radio like WMAL, you see what's happening, this trend towards suppression of free speech. But for the vast number of Americans who are watching network news, they listen to maybe CNN, MSNBC, you know, they're not hearing the stories there. The stories are banned on Twitter. For anybody that doesn't agree now with what they're doing, how do you get this message to the masses that just aren't really tuned in on all of this that's going on. I mean, you put it there very succinctly, but there are millions of Americans that they don't realize it because none of it's being reported in their media outlets.
Yeah, but at a certain point, you can't get the dog to eat the dog food if the dog doesn't like the dog food, regardless of how great the advertising is, okay? So I think what's happened is that the media has really destroyed their own franchise. The mainstream media, corporate media, the media Democrat complex, whatever you want to call it, they've destroyed the confidence of the people to trust them. And so what happens when the average person doesn't really trust the media? And I don't mean left or right. I mean, you know, what is it, 10% of Republicans trust this corporate media? Only, you know, what is that? I forget the numbers, but it's a significant percentage. More than 50% of Democrats don't even trust the media that they're listening to and looking at. At a certain point, people are going to say, why do I need this? Why am I, you know, first of all, I can choose my media, whether it's on news, it's on radio, it's on TV, it's on podcasts, it's in blogs. I'm going to choose my media that I like. And at a certain point, if I'm not seeing this in my own life, I'm just going to stop listening to them and I'm going to look at my own life. So if you're somebody looking at your own life, what are you saying? Well, wait, my taxes are going up. Am I living any better? Well, wait a minute. I lived a lot better under Trump. Even though they're telling me that everything's going to be great under Biden and we're going to have a great bailout and everything's going to be happy again and America's going to be the world leader, you're going to see it in your own daily life. And how are you going to see it first? Price of gas. Gasoline is going to go to $5 a barrel, a gallon, and it's going to probably even go higher. Why? Because of Biden's economic and energy policies. I won't go into the details, but that's what will happen. And then you're going to find that the goods that you're buying are much more expensive. Why? Because made in America is more expensive if you have to import energy from the Middle East. Then you're going to find that we're going to be sucked into something in the Middle East again, because we need to be sucked into the Middle East to guarantee our own energy, because we're not making it in America. I think the average guy is going to finally say, I've had enough. And there's that old, I think it was Lincoln, who said, you know, you can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time.
K.T. McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, thank you so much.
Thank you.
8 o'clock news next, and then it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.